Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 through 20, selected verses. Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them? This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them. For this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart. The Money Trap. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. How much money would it take for you to be totally satisfied? $100? $1,000? $1,000,000? King Solomon, one of the richest men in history, answers that question for us. More. That's the trap. Money never says enough. It keeps whispering, just a little more, and then you'll be happy. But here's the thing. Money buys things like shoes, phones, snacks, vacations, but it can't buy peace. It can't buy a purpose for your life. It can't buy forever. Solomon saw it firsthand. Riches disappear. People spend their lives chasing wealth, and then what? They die, leaving it all behind. But those who chase God, they're rich in something money can't touch. Contentment. Joy. Eternal treasure. This isn't about saying money is bad. Money is a tool, and tools are useful. It can buy food, pay for a house, or help people in need. But when money stops being a tool and starts being a master, it ends up controlling us instead of us controlling it. That's why Paul warns that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Not money itself, the love of it. So what are you chasing? What do you think will finally make you rich? Because if it's anything but Jesus, you'll always feel like you need more. That's the beauty of Jesus' shout from the cross. It is finished. The thirst for more? Over. Real treasure? Yours. Your future? Secure in the scarred hands of Jesus, who didn't pay money for you, but shed his blood. We pray. God, keep our hearts from the trap of more. Teach us to find joy in you alone. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.